With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Clinton returned to the stage on night three of the Democratic National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
As an elder statesman in the party, Clinton said that having just turned 78,
I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
He said Kamala Harris is for the people and lamented that Trump is self-centered.
So the next time you hear him, don't count the lies, count the eyes.
And Clinton offered his endorsement, saying Harris is the only candidate in the 2024 race
who has the vision, the experience, the temperament, the will, and yes, the sheer joy.
Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, as the Democrats continue their festivities in Chicago Wednesday, former President Trump was campaigning in Asheboro, North Carolina. The former president said the revised job growth numbers released today are a disgrace.
The new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the administration padded the numbers with an extra, listen to this one, 818,000 jobs that don't exist. So they said they existed, and they never did exist. They built them up so that they could say what a wonderful job they're doing. No, we've never had numbers like this.
Trump spoke from behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. The White House says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today about the ceasefire deal between Israel and terror group Hamas. Earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Israel to meet with Netanyahu. This is SRN News. Something special coming to the Museum of the Bible.
The Washington, D.C. landmark is teaming up with the Israel Antiquities Authority to display an ancient mosaic that adorned a Christian worship site in Syria. The 1,800-year-old artwork was discovered just 20 years ago by Israeli archaeologists and has never been on display in Washington, D.C. before. Museum spokesman Bobby Duke calls the mosaic, quote, one of the most important archaeological discoveries for understanding the early Christian church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial date has been set for a California man charged with trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski said he wanted to kill Kavanaugh in order to prevent the high court from overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. Roski was arrested near the justice's home, armed with a gun and a knife, carrying zip ties and dressed in all black. This is SRN News. Stocks finished back in positive territory.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after more big companies delivered solid profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 55 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Target jumped more than 11% after topping profit expectations for the spring. Macy's fell almost 13% after cutting its forecast for sales this year, due in part to more discriminating shoppers. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. Investors are waiting to see what Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says about interest rates in a speech on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Studies find that human beings age faster at two points in their lives. They found that they have two bursts of aging at a molecular level at the age 44 and again at 60, rather than in a consistent linear fashion. At those two ages, the ability to metabolize caffeine and alcohol decreases and more muscle injuries and fat accumulation occurs. More details at SRNNews.com.